fucking better be rolling. I'm the boss.
Why is that in here?
Well, what in here? That's mine.
Oh.
That's not his.
Look, I just think the Empire in Star Wars has a bad rap, and I think they're not that bad. And people should just submit to the Empire.
That's a, you know, a lot of nice people lost stormtroopers on that Death Star. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those stormtroopers aren't people, though.
They're just trying to set up a government.
Aren't they? I think they are, aren't they? Under, it's that kind of thinking that.
Under all that white plastic, there's a soul.
Yeah, we got talked into, well, I won't speak for Jeff. I got talked into going to the Star Wars movie a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
First 45 minutes, super boring.
It's like taking a boring college class.
So it's like every other Star Wars movie.
Except the first one.
The last 45 minutes, amazing.
And is it me, or did they already do prequels?
But this is a prequel.
This is a side story prequel.
No, it ends right before the
A
oldest.
New Hope?
Yeah.
Nope.
And is that Carrie Fisher, like, computer enhanced or from
CGI.
The first one? Or CGI? It's still, yeah. Did you look it up?
And then the Admiral, you could just tell. The Admiral on the one of the Star
Peter
Destroyers.
Yeah.
He is scary CGI.
Well, he's dead as fuck, though, right?
Yeah, but there's CGI.
So here's what can happen. You can be an actor in Hollywood,
uh-huh.
And you can make movie after movie after you're dead. You can have a bigger, much bigger career after you're dead than you do while you're alive.
I'm sorry, but authors have been doing that for years.
Yeah,
they're Tupac. Shit when they're here, and Tupac, that's for sure too.
And there's a hologram of Tupac.
Uh-huh.
True geniuses are never appreciated while they're
Tupac's
still alive.
Tupac's put out more albums dead than he did alive.
That's why everybody hates me.
Why?
I would say that
I'm a true genius.
Jimi Hendrix is the biggest offender of that.
Oh, yeah.
We just talked about him a couple podcasts ago.
Hey, before we get the Chick McGee show rolling, let's tell you about the wonderful, the fantastic, some of the food that Jess is eating right now from our buddies at Nature Box. Are what are those, the cashews, the spicy cashews?
No, these are the pineapple coconut bars.
Oh,
my favorite.
I thought I smelled pineapple when I came in here.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get this out of the way really fast. Everybody, I'm okay. It's going to be okay. Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, well, my shoulder surgery. We're going to talk about that today.
You had surgery?
When?
Is that right?
It's coming up here in a minute after I tell you about Nature Box. They make a snack that actually tastes great, and they're better for you. Crafted with high-quality ingredients, free from artificial colors. We don't like nothing artificial here on the Chick McGee Show.
I ordered from Nature Box and was able to use some of this stuff as stocking stuffers.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
No artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners. So you can feel great if you need a snack. Who just had feedback?
I'm trying to get some
Christmas. Is that Jingle Cruiser. Bells?
Oh, no. I need I've been Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me by Warren Zevon has been playing in my head. It's Warren Zevon's version has been playing in my head for 2 days. I forgot to tell you. Now, as Jess has said, her favorite. Do you like the pineapple? What is it?
I like all the pineapple coconut stuff, but what I'm excited to try is the sea salt chickpeas.
This is technically our Christmas show, I guess.
It's absolutely.
Creepy as hell.
It is kind of
creepy. Thank
you. Silent night. Deadly night.
I know it sounds like some creepy box your grandma would give you, and you'd open it up. And
but you know what's a better box?
Unleash the Christmas
now
devil.
Now you come over here and give Mamma a kiss.
Nature Box, that's right. They recently made their service even better, as if none of us thought that was possible. Nature Box, now you can order as much as you want, as often as you want. No minimum purchase required, and you can cancel at any time. What do you think of that? Just go to naturebox.com, check out their snack catalog. Over 100 snacks to choose from. If you started eating a snack from Nature Box today and ate a different snack every day, it'd be 100 days before you would repeat. See, that's kind of bringing it home to people.
Yeah, I need those kind of numbers.
With Nature Box, you never get bored, unlike these three did as I was talking. There are new snacks every month inspired by real customer feedback. Jess actually filled out a feedback card and sent it off to him. I'm eager to find out how that ends.
You guys will get your report card.
And if you try a snack you don't like, Nature Box replaces it for a snack you do like. Free.
Ah.
For free.
And by the way, right now you'll save even more. Nature Box offering Chick McGee Show fans 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/podcast. That's naturebox.com/podcast for 50% off your first order. naturebox.com/podcast. Tell them the Chick McGee Show sent you. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Chick McGee Show, and nothing says Christmas like Ryan Adams.
He's going to be on CBS Sunday Morning this Sunday, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know if it's this that. Sunday, because no. they just did the interview.
Well, I bet it is this Sunday. That would be Christmas morning.
It's probably going to be released closer to when his new album comes out.
He did Austin City Limits.
First of all, hold that attitude, snot face. Second of all, what is it, Jason? I'm sorry.
Austin City Limits, I think he did a couple months ago. And I happened to just catch it.
He's done a couple.
And he only did a half of one, but it was just him and a guitar.
That's good.
Yeah, that's
but I'm like,
good.
Only a half? You know, sometimes they split them up. Come on.
I point with pride the fact that some of you have started listening to Bob Schneider because you heard Jess and I talking on the old show and now about how great Bob Schneider is. But Ryan Adams is pretty swell, too. And try listening to him for... while you're wrapping presents, as a matter of fact.
No, that's bad.
Well, this is a Christmas song. Well,
give me something good.
Give me something good. I don't want pajamas, Grandma. I want something good.
Give me something good.
His Live at Carnegie Hall album is just him and a guitar. Is the best stand-up album I've heard in quite a while.
And he did some stuff on ACL as well.
Oh, his
that
crowd
was pretty
interaction's
funny.
Great. Yeah.
I mean, I was really humored, and when he's genuine. Yeah. He's just so genuine. He's telling stories, and when he makes you laugh, it's like, God, that felt good.
I don't know what happened
and he plays a great song.
He and Mandy Moore broke up, but he got funnier and more accessible.
He saw old her on This Is Us. He was like, I ain't fucking with that. That's what happened.
Wow. Hi, look, Man-Man, don't you think that's what he called it? Man-Man? I saw some of the latest This Is Us and the older scene. I can't be going down on any of that.
I wish they would have got best case scenario would have been the lady from Annie Hall,
Diane Keaton.
Yeah, if they got her to play old Mandy Moore on This Is Us, would have been
that's a good call.
Yeah, but she's busy doing Young Pope. Have you seen the previews for Young Pope? That looks scary.
I don't want to watch that even.
I don't want to watch it, but he does a really good job. Jude Law, yeah. But she's like the head, like she's like
she's the shit, right?
She's the president's sister at the thing.
The president of the Vatican.
The president of the sisters. Like she's a nun. I don't think non-nuns live at Vatican City.
Is president the official term?
There's probably a little bit.
For the purposes of this.
Yeah, the hazing that you go through, it's kind of like a sorority.
So even janitorial staff.
Are nuns.
Yeah.
No, I said females there.
Okay. You think they have anyone? You think they have any civilians who work?
That's what I'm wondering. How low a civilian do you get at Vatican City?
Oh, I mean, that's where they all live.
Do they have a Christmas party?
I think this is their
speaking of
their
Christmas
busy time.
Hi, this is the Chick McGee Show Christmas Show. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. And what'd y'all get me for Christmas?
I got you.
Oh, God.
Hold on. This is our double nickel, by the way.
55?
55.
I can't
the double
drive.
Nickel.
55. Well, now we can. 65.
Why not a half dollar and a nickel?
It's just the term double nickel.
Double nickel.
All right. Okay.
Michael Jordan kind of made it famous again, didn't he? When he, on the Knicks?
No. Michael Jordan made Cryface famous.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that.
Memes.
You can't open your internet without seeing that. How did that happen?
Why can't we call it our two-quarter and nickel game?
I don't want to play this game
anymore.
Well, the good news is my shoulder surgery is over with. The bad news is... Huh?
You had surgery?
I have my rotator cuff completely torn, and they put it back together. They only had to use the little bitty-bitty part of a cadaver.
This is completely new information.
And the tendon that I had, he goes, I don't know what the deal is, but it was your tendon was incredible. More pliable than most, and we had no trouble reattaching most of the tendon.
That's good.
So there you go. What do you think of that? But the bad news is...
you're going to live forever.
I'm going to live forever, apparently, because if this didn't kill me... I've been through a lot of things, painful, like open heart and chest tubes and...
Emotions.
Getting up every morning and going into talking to Tom and... This thing, I'm telling you, I got it done Saturday morning, and Monday night, I was certain. I almost called everybody here except Jason because I knew that Jason had his own personal hell. But I was sure I was going to. I was sure I was going to die, and I was going to cut my arm off. Mm. It was amazing. I mean,
like that guy in the movie where he gets stuck between two rocks.
Oh, 128 hours? Mm-hmm. 127 hours?
Mm-hmm. I feel bad.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
There could have been an extra hour in there. I don't know.
You know, looking back on it, couldn't they have shaved a couple hours? Couldn't have been 126 hours.
A little too long, yeah.
No, but that's how long he was stuck in the cave.
What, you think it was exactly 128 hours?
I'm guessing they had to ballpark it considering he was stuck in a cave
now,
with his arm smashed off.
I think he was exaggerating. It's probably like 60 hours.
As often the case here on the Chick McGee Show, I'm sensing a little bit of a controversial, confrontational, adversarial nature to Jess. Are you okay? You seem a little...
I'm fine.
You, like, come at me, bro, is what...
I'm just messing with you. But I found this.
The sense I'm getting... What is that?
My dad...
Packet?
I asked my dad if he would get out the picture or the photo albums from when we were kids.
Oh, no. Is it Josh crying?
No, but
that's
actually,
a whole other... Yeah, that's a whole drawer.
We did talk about that, though. But so I walk in his house and on his... Right inside the door is 6, 7, 8 legal boxes, like the white legal boxes, mm-hmm. full of pictures.
No wow. kidding.
Full of stuff from our... So you guys, I found Jessica Nicole Prosser, October 26, 1994, time capsule from 7th grade, open in 2000.
And it hasn't been opened?
It hadn't been opened. I opened it last night.
Oh. Whoa. Just a 6-year time capsule?
It was middle school to high school.
6 years is a long time back
then.
No,
it was
back then it was a long
time. Please you?
No.
How long's your ideal time
It was
cap?
My middle oh, school least... time capsule in 2000 was the year I graduated
that,
high
that's
school.
That's what it is. Yeah. A lot of times the time capsules are 20, 50 years out.
But I just mean when you're like
not six, school.
When you're 16, you're waiting to be 18. That seems like it's 20 years.
Yeah, true.
He's right.
Time's a lot slower then.
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
Man, my shoulder hurts. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So you have to fill out this. This is what this is, one of the time capsules, which I'm sure we've all seen before.
Well, let me read. Let an uninterested
onlooker
read it.
No, because there's some of it that's a little sad that I don't want to share.
But
today's date is October 26, 1994. I'm 13 years old, and I am in the 7th grade. What I like to do most is... party.
Not just party. Party with an exclamation point.
Party.
Oh, my God.
That's what it says?
Seventh grade.
I don't know what I was doing.
This is
recently,
amazing.
What kind of parties you go to?
Recently, I've learned that most guys are pigs.
Oh, wait a minute. What have you learned recently?
Recently, I've learned that most guys are pigs.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You can't.
Now, is that what your dad told you?
Oh, probably. Likely. But seventh grade, I had a pretty steady boyfriend.
This is my daughter.
Yeah,
right, this is my, I have eight. My youngest daughter is seventh grade right now.
That's all it says. It says the year and the birth. It does.
All right.
And then this is a letter that I wrote, a dear diary entry from. This would be my senior year of college. Is what this is dated. I was supposed to wait and read that one.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, I don't know. It's a little more sad. But what is funny is that my best friend in the world ended up marrying.
The guy you wanted her
the
with?
The guy that
the
I
butter?
Thought I was going to marry. No, he was my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Then I talk a lot about him.
All righty.
I know. Sorry. But that was. And good news, I was on honor roll.
Nice.
I had no idea. I thought I was so stupid.
Wait a minute. Who would have thought that?
Did no one tell you that you were on honor roll?
No.
What is a secret honor roll? What the hell?
No, I mean, I guess I didn't remember.
You were not an interested party.
I think probably. I was.
To your own scholastic abilities.
Yeah, and there was, there's an athletes award for volleyball, and I was like, who is this? This isn't mine.
You won something for volleyball?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you don't even remember playing volleyball.
No, I remember playing
volleyball. In all seriousness.
Like, I don't know what's happened.
If Dr. Will were here, and he's going to be here first of the year.
All right, let me get all my ribbons. Those are 4-H ribbons.
Let me get all of my
ribbons. No.
She keeps pulling ribbons out of this folder.
Do you guys notice one theme to all this? All of her positive stuff about her She seems to have totally forgotten about
it. Completely forgot.
I think she was so caught up in the party lifestyle that she was living in seventh grade.
This is my medal for a first place in the ISSMA's the singing competition.
ISMA's?
Yeah.
First place?
First place.
You what?
Yeah, I sang I Enjoy Being a Girl. I remember that.
And you won the competition.
I got first place in my group. I got reserve grand champion in the 4-H.
What'd you show? Did you show
painting?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
what?
Let me get this straight. I have.
Isn't that so funny?
That's a big ribbon. Can I see the red one?
Yeah, which one's
this? With trying to be.
Oh, this is the Marion County Public and Parochial School exhibit 500 Festival of the Arts Kindergarten. I got second place for my self portrait, and they displayed it in the Children's Museum for a year.
Nice.
In second grade. Wait a minute.
Wow.
I kind of know that story.
Yeah.
But I've known you for quite a while.
Yeah.
I don't know any of this other stuff.
Isn't that funny?
Do you purposely forget it? What do you think's going on?
I don't know, but I looked and I was just like, wow, like this is. Okay, so here's something funny. This is a project that I did with a kid named, we'll just call him Jack. And I did this. We had to do this project together. We got a 16 out of 26, probably because we were partying the night before.
Yeah.
But
party, exclamation.
So fast forward from seventh grade to junior year college, and he and I talk this body piercer. We tell him that we just got engaged on the beach, but we didn't have money for rings. Would he pierce our nipples with matching rings? And we didn't have to pay for it.
That's amazing.
I know.
Honestly?
Yes. That was it's here. But look, it all started here when we had to do this project book report together.
Did it hurt?
No.
Were you drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was partying.
Yeah,
you know
I was
that.
Partying. Been a long time partier.
About that life.
Yeah. I found all of my school pictures. Look.
Aww.
Is that not the most beautiful little girl you've ever seen?
Oh, my God.
That's a Christmas picture.
You're adorable.
I know. I had so much hair.
I was going to say, you got a head of hair on.
Like gorgeous.
Yeah.
Did he not want to get... I got to go get something to drink. Did he not...
I got my first concert at... Oh,
I love this.
How long?
This is not my very first concert. This was my first concert without my parents at Deer Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the first time I peed outside in public, too.
Nice. Who yeah. was it?
Wait. Yes.
Peed outside in public?
Yeah, we were in the parking lot at Deer Creek,
okay.
And we had to pee.
All right.
Who was the group?
Concert?
Yes.
No, seriously. I mean, I know you were there. But
yes.
Who
didn't
was
they,
it?
Didn't they just
yes.
get inducted? Are they being inducted? I think they just...
You better not be.
I think they did.
No.
June 26th, 1994.
Maybe someone from there. I can't remember. I know Pearl Jam's in.
This is this is like the exact opposite of my sad box. It's a lot of happy.
I know. You should have seen me. I was kind of embarrassed last night because I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I wasn't as terrible as I thought I was.
And it's labeled sissy.
So that's my dad. That's stuff my dad kept.
Yeah, it's your dad.
And that's all the pictures from.
Can we see high school Jess? Is high school Jess in there?
Sure.
I've never seen high school Jess.
High school Jess. Something.
I want to see it, yeah. You're going to keep seeing long hair,
right,
then there'll be one
yeah.
with short, I have a feeling.
So this is that's eighth grade. That's eighth grade.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, apparently, I thought the freshman 15 applied to high school because I lost my mind.
I like your highlights.
Oh, thanks. And I got examples. Highlights. And then I cut all my hair off.
But boy, what year is that though? That's
junior year.
Okay, that's 2 year jump.
Oh no! Yeah, sorry. Wait. Oh
no!
Yeah.
No! You're right. You're right.
I wonder
that was 1 year. That was a big jump from sophomore to junior.
Yeah, huge.
Your face really matured.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah, that's
that,
crazy,
know, that
right?
That's
me of
that
Max.
Is amazing.
You like, seem to grow up overnight.
It was all the partying, guys.
Yeah,
it matured me.
No, you've aged well. You look exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah you do.
You look.
That's not true.
Okay.
We're all liars, but
we'll
we're
do
not
it side
the one.
By side.
Yeah.
Absolutely the same.
I mean,
we're not the ones
that
who forget.
One's pretty amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Forget every positive thing that we've ever done in our lives. That's not us.
Well, thanks, guys. This has been a really great, 24 hours. I found this yesterday.
Yeah, I want to find some pictures. I think one of my kids asked me.
Yeah.
They want to see pictures of me opening up presents.
Oh, okay.
You know, when I was
that's
a kid.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that part.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't either. So I'm going to have to
find some.
Yeah, have my mom find some of those.
I actually asked my dad for these because I wanted to do the side by side of my kids at the age I was.
Yeah.
And I did it with my pictures and John's pictures, and I think our kids couldn't be more 50-50. There's times when one looks like more, but it's kind of crazy.
They're like my kids, whichever parent they're with.
That's what I always say. Whichever parent they're standing next to is the one they look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that picture of you, the oldest, where you're the oldest, looks a lot like Max.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
What do you think that is, that you've forgotten all your positive accomplishments?
It's not that big of a – I mean,
it is a big deal.
I had I have one of these from high school, too, and I have my one from college. And the colleges – actually, I had two published papers and something in the newspaper when I was – and that's the only thing I kept. I just kept it in a binder. But, yeah, it progressively gets much smaller.
Nobody beats your ass like you. Man, you are undefeated against you.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
That's incredible.
But and then my kids have these totes that are like 5 feet long, and it's full of like everything they ever touched with a crayon.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck is it? What?
Well, I think we delve into this a little more. I think Jess lives her life in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what do I have ahead of me in the next week? You know, you're not – I don't think there's anything wrong with that. She acknowledges she did some neat stuff back then, but she doesn't –
I just really thought I was like a loner.
Dwell on it.
Yeah, I thought I was like a loner jerk or something. But
when I got in the Hall of Fame,
that sophomore picture kind of looked that way.
I'll get it. Yeah, that probably. And this is me practicing my autograph because I was certain I would be famous. This wasn't that good.
Thanks. When I got into the Hall of Fame at my high school, I'd go up to total strangers. I went up to total strangers and said, "What happened? Did I miss something?"
No, just the lack of segue.
Yeah, oh, yeah. From you into
no, I'm just saying any accomplishment I have, I tell everybody. Never mind.
No, I know what you mean.
I don't know. You're pretty modest. Let's be.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're pretty modest.
I drove him to the movie theater the other day, and when we got there, I go, "Do you want me to announce you're at the movie theater?" No. And go, okay, you're so modest, Mr. McGee.
All right.
What movie? Can I ask what movie theater you went to?
What turns out to be the best movie theater ever, but almost to the point that it's too much. Yeah. It's too good.
It's that Dolby surround sound theater at AMC. It's the new one.
It's the new Castleton. First of all,
the chairs rumble.
Castleton?
Uh-huh.
What day? What day was this?
Redid the inside. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Sound like we got a Tuesday, Jason.
We were in the same building at the same time.
I don't know about that.
God, the universe.
What are you talking about?
Because you guys saw the 1 o'clock show, right?
Right.
Yeah.
My daughter and I saw the 1:05 of Arrival.
Did you like it?
So I had to go to the bathroom, of course, during a movie. It
would have been funny if I'd have seen you in the bathroom.
I went to the bathroom, came back to what I thought was my theater.
Oh, that's always fun.
Because
that's how much you like the movie, huh?
Yeah, and it was but they were showing it. I think the one that I stumbled into in error was probably about 25, 40 minutes ahead of the one that I was in. And I purposely remembered, okay, now remember what row you're in. So I look, G. So I look at G. The row's packed.
Packed,
and I go, how the hell all these people get in here? So then I walk, and then I kept looking for Josh, and Vibbert's no help. And then I realized,
who are you doing?
Well, he's not in the theater. I'm in the wrong.
Of course he's not.
No. Totally wrong theater. And then I figured it out. But I found it.
Have you seen the new Disney movie?
Sing?
No, Malala.
Oh, no.
Moana.
Yeah, no.
Mona de Grona.
I guess it's no from everybody.
Mona the Rock.
I'd want to go. I have a feeling.
I've heard it's the best Disney movie in a long time.
Really?
Well, yeah, Dwayne the Rock Johnson's in it, so it's gonna be great.
Yes.
You think he's grinding in that? He might be grinding in that.
Rise
and grind. That's what he does.
Oh.
So check the theater you went to.
Grind on me.
Has the new, for lack of a better term, the Lazy Boys.
Yes.
Now explain to me, because I thought there'd be quite a few. I go in and the upper level has two rows of Lazy Boys. Okay, it's about what, maybe 18 chairs. They replaced like 50 seats with what seems like
I don't
18
know.
Chairs.
There must be some sort of way to make money at this, or they wouldn't have done it. But they did replace a lot of seats with very few seats.
Yeah, and they're very comfortable.
The good news is the one at Castleton. These things are really nice. The ones the first one I went to was at 96th Street, and that. those seats were uncomfortable. They were absolutely uncomfortable. They were too big.
Don't you feel like you need to take like a twin bed sheet to go that thing? That's I don't know if I'd be able to get down with that. Put me in my traditional semi-comfortable movie chair. I'm not fucking with Lazy Boys.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
If I go to the movie, I miss the movie.
I hate going to the
seat.
Movies, so it doesn't.
Yeah. She hates the movies.
Oh, I love the movies.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I love not knowing any. If I go see a movie, not I want to not know it. Anything.
I did that for Hell or High Water.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I didn't know anything about
all
it.
All I heard about was what it was good. And
that was you
movie.
Telling me it was good. I'm like, all right, I'll go see it.
It's a pretty good movie.
It was a little slow paced, but it was good.
My brother yesterday, our family was fighting. All okay. of us, all of the siblings, all five of the siblings are together. And I mean,
which doesn't happen all that often because of this?
Because of this, probably. But yeah, so everybody's fighting and it gets quiet. Like one of my sisters looks at me with tears in her eyes and she said, "Sis, do something." And I was like, there's nothing funny I can say to make this stop. And then it gets quiet for about 5 seconds. And my brother goes, "Well, the interracial couple went to see Loving." And my brother is in an interracial relationship. Okay. And that was how he fixed everything. Yeah. So
what's the movie Loving?
Loving is the story of, I'm not going to say the first interracial couple, but obviously they were arrested.
Oh, yeah, that's
for
right.
Being together.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And but their last name is Loving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they were, I mean, they were both
true,
put
true
in jail.
Story,
true
I
story.
Assume.
True story.
Wow.
Yeah,
spoiler alert.
White male, black female. And yeah, that's the.
What years is this set in?
I'm going to say 40s, maybe something. Into the 50s. Huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
probably a little post-war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's a beautiful story. I've only read an article about it. A couple years ago, not mm-hmm. knowing, but yeah. Yeah, so that was...
Did it take place in, like, the Jim Crow South, I thought?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
the Southern,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
No wonder they went to jail. Jeez,
I just got
awful.
A new... I got a... And, this is the race segment. I just got... I found a pen, and I can't remember where, and I would tell you if I did, and I'll maybe find out the company of it so I can tell you guys. But it looks like a ribbon, like a... I don't know, like a ribbon, you know.
It looks like the Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, it looks like the
Oh, it looks Pabst like an award. It looks like an award someone may or may not have won at some competition when they were a child.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it says unfriend a racist. And I was like, that's such a, like, talk about a gift that keeps giving. Like, unfriend a racist and your life would be better.
Where did you get it at?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm going to have to. No, I was at a store. I was Christmas shopping. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was where it's, I think it may have been at Homespun on Mass Avenue.
I was going to guess Silver in the City.
Somewhere like, or Silver in the, it is Silver in the City because I remember the conversation I had with the guy when I grabbed it. It was Silver in the City on Mass Ave. Sorry.
They've got great little.
Yeah.
Have you been to the chocolate shop?
Oh, yeah.
On Mass Ave?
Yeah. I think sometimes they, I think I said this, they close the curtain because I see in there. They have a little stare at them. My face gets up against the glass.
What is the rule on that? How long can you stand and stare at stuff like that before they shut the curtain?
I would try to talk to them.
It's an open
But not
business.
Be saying anything and just be like, and then see if they try to understand what I was saying.
Is the curtain on a little rod or they just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we done with the race segment?
Unfriend a racist. Merry Christmas.
Now, my daughter, who's 7th grade, as I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
She said there's a girl that's in her class that's Jewish. And she made such a weird – and it's like, okay, I don't – because I can't imagine this came from me.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, yeah, and she's really nice. And she's outgoing and not ashamed of it. And I think it's just because she's – because she's so unique.
Confident, yeah.
So unique. Oh. So she assumes it might be tough for her.
Oh. Hopefully
that's my only assumption.
Hopefully she didn't hear the Jew Dog podcast.
It's a hot dog.
Uh-huh.
It's kosher.
I've told you my story about how I went out for a drink with a girl one time. And at the very end of it, she goes, "By the way, I need to tell you, I'm Jewish." And I go, "Yeah, I don't care. Why is that a big deal?" Bigger deal would have been her telling me she's a lesbian because she ended up being a lesbian.
So now my question would
be. Maybe she got confused on what she was supposed to tell you.
Was she a lesbian before she went out with you or did you cause her to become a lesbian?
Her roommates all knew that she was a lesbian and I was the last guy she like talked to. And then I ran into her roommate at a bar one time and she goes, "Hey, everybody, it's the last girl guy that she was with."
Oh, my gosh.
And I was with a girl that I was dating for a while, and I was like, oh,
not
God.
Jewish, not a
my,
lesbian.
My past is coming back.
Yeah. A friend of mine who I don't know really that well, but I see him, I say hi. A friend of mine from a long time ago. His wife left him because she realized
she was Jewish.
She was Jewish. No, she was. Remember that.
That's hard to hide, let me tell you.
She was a lesbian, and you know, and there's nothing you can he was a reasonably good friend, so there's nothing you can do
right.
to try to
Did you know she was a lesbian?
Buddy, well, everybody thought and everybody wondered why they'd gotten married.
Can you guys hear the Sharpie?
And why they
really?
Why they had a kid together and all sorts of stuff.
They wouldn't know.
And he even now, today, he's kind of a – he's not very emotional, but, I mean, he's around me, so there's not much room when we're together. So.
Right.
But he's still probably – I would think that would be unbelievably hard to get over.
Did he remarry, did you say?
No.
No?
Never okay. did.
I don't know if this is an off-the-air story or not, but – a woman that my dad used to date is all the time a lesbian.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
You might have mentioned this before.
And I worked at the radio station. I worked at our radio station at Clear Channel, the front desk.
Sure.
And oh,
she came
right?
in.
Yeah.
And just so happened her partner was an employee of the building.
Well, and then and that person you're talking about who worked in the building.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, well, and hopefully this will be the way it is about everyone. I mean, everyone kind of knew she was a lesbian, and it's not, you know, it's certainly, I didn't think it was a big deal then. I don't think it's a big deal now. You know, black, white, purple, whatever your religion is, whatever your sexual orientation, who cares? But I did work with some folks at the time that thought it was pretty funny and weird and strange and crack jokes about her and all this stuff.
Because she was a lesbian?
Yeah. I mean, you know. You know how guys are, you know.
Yeah, when does that stop being an excuse?
Well, no, it should never be an excuse, and you should, you know, be open-minded and love everybody, but...
I know, but if you get upset because a man called you a bitch...
I didn't...
Then you're behaving for the reason that he called you, like, then you're acting like a bitch because you reacted to him calling you a bitch.
What's
you know
that
what
movie,
I mean?
The Foot
Like, if somebody calls you a bitch, you're just quiet. Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying you're a whore.
I'm saying
you dress and act like a whore.
I'm saying your behaviors are whore-like.
That's right. Your behaviors are whore-like. That's right.
Yeah. That was funny.
That was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you went to the movie with that on.
I did. I was thinking it was the last movie I saw.
It was me, you, and that. That was,
there
that
was nobody
it.
Else.
Nobody else in
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah, nobody else. It was on the West End.
That was
end.
The beginning of Danny McBride having a pretty
oh, yeah,
good
that
run.
Was, yeah, that's what we – yeah.
That's what we're – oh, yeah.
The first time I heard about it. Vice
Principals.
You guys talking about
a Foot Fist Way.
Foot
yeah.
Fist Way.
Mm-hmm. He plays a karate instructor in a small town.
What's is the story behind that is it had already been made and produced, and Will Ferrell kind of gave
it – yeah, and then
gave
it was like,
it
I'm doing it. Yeah.
I think
oh, – no, it was I, already done, or he no, kind of gave it its distribution?
I think he saw – they did like – they did a trailer for it at first, a sizzle reel or whatever you call it.
Okay.
Those, and I think Ferrell saw it. And
then he came in and helped him shoot it or whatever? Okay. Right, okay. Yeah.
Danny McBride was in something, and I forgot what it is, and I was surprised that was him. Help
Vice
me,
Principals?
Assistant? Yeah, I know he's. Have you, are you watching that, Vice Principal? No. You like that one? You, did
it.
You like, what's his name? Danny Fireball? What is it?
Danny Fireball.
Danny McBride.
I love that
love
show.
Love Danny McBride.
No.
I don't need to know more about this Danny Fireball.
The guy is a pitcher.
Oh, Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Danny
the
Fireball.
First couple seasons
that's what
of that.
Kenny Powers.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Kenny Powers.
You're fucking out, right? Isn't that his catchphrase?
Right.
I try not to get upset at that show because it seemed like because Donnie Baker, our buddy
oh,
Ronnie,
yes, yeah.
had built up Donnie, and then that was soon after, and it was like Donnie
really?
On steroids to me. He
was
very Donnie-like.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
So are we going to – you guys going to give me all the gifts you have for me this segment? Or
I was
going to
do it the next segment. I have stuff for you guys.
Do you really have gifts?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what about you, Jeff? Are you going to give us gifts for me?
That's Monday.
It's like Hanukkah. It's
Christmas
the 4 days.
Sunday.
It's the 4 days.
Do you think – and I'm going to be clumsy about how I'm wording this, but I'm really passionate about
favorite.
This. Yeah, and I – but because of the way the conversation's gone and – And Jason had a daughter. She was surprised by the girl that was
Jewish,
and it came out clumsily worded. But how old's your daughter? I mean,
13.
I mean, she, you know, but. Are we ever going to come?
I don't think it's clumsy. I think it's a good observation.
Yeah, but
kids are truthful.
Exactly, but are we ever going? Like, if someone robs a liquor store,
mm-hmm.
are we ever going to get to the place where it's not going to white male in his 30s? I mean, or
I don't. If they don't.
I guess that's a bad.
If
example,
they don't specify a race or ethnicity,
but it seems
he's
like
white. They only don't say it if he's white.
Yeah, see, that's kind of shitty, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like when an airline or airplane crashes somewhere in the mountains in Chile, and mm-hmm. 130 people died. 27 were from the United States. I mean, why?
Why? Why should we matter more?
Why should
more?
It?
Well, it's our news. If they're the ones delivering it, they're going to specify.
Then that's
that.
A part of the story, yeah. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I guess.
No, I understand what you're saying, but no,
it's
we
just
won't.
A person.
It's not going to happen.
How about just a guy?
Mm-hmm. No.
How about just a woman? How about just they're married? How about they're just a person instead of, well, they're black, they're Polish, they're Jewish, they're poor Jeff's Estonian. I mean, these things.
No shit.
When is that not going to be an issue? And by the way, knowing that now, Jeff, I'll talk slower.
Thank you.
So,
did you guys know that you can go on Ancestry.com and pay for a DNA test?
They want me to do this.
And tell you where? Ancestry.com? You spit in a vial. You
right,
spit in a thing.
Right.
Send it back to them.
The
tell
DNA,
you what
the
percentage.
Whole thing. Right.
I think you're getting a Christmas gift that's like that. Is that
no
correct?
Kidding?
Yes.
I don't know.
From
someone at the station. They might be doing this on the air.
I'm convinced, and I've always...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I like
you're Jewish. Or well, something.
A girl in my apartment complex
you see what I did there?
Spit in those vials and left it on the little mail box for the mail lady to take back. And I was like,
that's
I could
crazy.
Spit in these and just ruin her.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You were born a dude.
Yeah.
Talk about
yeah.
a tainted sample. All right. We'll be back with more of the show. Oh, no, we're going to
do that
right
now.
After
we're going to do this right now.
Quick
right?
message from...
A quick message from...
See if I get some Christmas music here.
Have you contacted these people yet?
Who is it? Which one?
Helix Sleep.
Okay, I'm telling you, I wake up, I'm sorry.
You're in pain, right?
I wake up and I'm in pain every morning and it takes me a little bit of time.
Is it your ass?
Nerve? Yeah, it's my sciatic
nerve.
Is it
your own pain in the ass?
No, that I feel like lately
Jeff?
I've had a visual of it.
How about that ass, Jeff?
Da-da!
Where my left butt cheek is where the sciatica is affected. Or affects me.
I got the.
And then I feel like everybody else in my family is on the right side of my ass, just being.
So it evens it out.
Yeah, it evens it out.
If I was a doctor, I'd come in and be like, "Where's the pain, ma'am? Is it in dad ass?"
You know, and when is that not going to be an issue? When are
people
going to
be nice?
Family,
yeah.
Honest to fuck, when are people just going to be nice?
When health.
When they get a
over.
Good mattress to sleep on and get a good night's
it
sleep.
It starts with a good night's sleep, Jess. That's exactly right. From our buddies at Helix Sleep, we're all unique. You don't walk like anybody else. You don't talk like anybody else. Well, you know, you don't sleep like everybody else either. So why is that mattress a one-size-fits-all? That's the same mattress... technology that FDR used to sleep. Ancient. Mm-hmm. Didn't I get you on a spit take?
Would.
Go to helixsleep.com like Jess is going to do.
I'm
going to
do it.
Whose fault is this? It's not Helix.
It's fine.
It's yours.
It's amazing. All the stuff they ask you how you like to sleep, what you preferred, blah, blah, blah. They have all, and they literally customize the mattress.
Answer
it's
a
amazing.
Few simple questions yeah. like Jason said. They run a 3D biomechanical model of your body. Through the proprietary algorithms they developed with the help from the world's leading ergonomic and biomechanics experts, the sleep scientists, and the result, the most comfortable mattress you've ever laid dead ass on. Helix customers report a 30% improvement in overall sleep quality. And for couples, they customize each side of the mattress for you. Your mattress arrives at your door in about a week. If you'd have done this a week ago, you could be sleeping great Christmas morning. You got to get on this.
I will.
We're not sure if anything's going to make her feel better until this Christmas season is
over.
But get a load. You have 100 nights to try it out, and if you don't love
100?
It, 100 nights, they pick it up for free, give you a full
oh,
refund.
Free.
No
for
questions
free?
Asked. That's exactly right.
Go
to helixsleep.com/podcast and... Just because you like the Chick McGee Show, you get $50 off your order.
What?
That's helixsleep.com/podcast. One more time, helixsleep.com/podcast. Do it now. We'll be back with, God bless us, everyone, more of the Christmas Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. On the double E.
What is this Christmas? Is it?
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Oh, there you go.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
I tell you, it's awkward watching you pour a 2-liter with your left hand sideways and backwards.
If you think if you think that's awkward.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
What is the version? There's a version of this where it's really fast. Do you remember that?
Linda Ronstadt has a different version of
it. It's not Linda Ronstadt. It's
about Terry Clark.
It's from my child. No, God, that's a country. But sing it. I can nail some Terry Clark.
Terry Clark.
Oh, yeah. She looked like a man.
This is.
Yeah.
This it?
Yeah.
This is a world that is lost on
more
me.
More cowbell.
Yeah, right? Hi, welcome back to the Christmas Chick McGee Show. Railroad track
waiting on the double E. The train don't run through here no more. Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Everybody, poor, poor, pitiful me.
You pitiful guys wonder me. How I got that medal.
I know, I was going to say.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I got a Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, I love Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah,
I
but you said
Bonnie
there
Raitt.
Was a faster
Linda
one.
Ross,
no, it's like a hip. It's like. No, it's not. It's like hip hop or like dance.
Yo, I was waiting on the double E.
Yeah.
Double E, waiting on. Working for that paper.
Is that how it goes?
Is this Linda Ronstadt? Yeah.
God, she's such a babe.
She can so fucking sing. I mean, then she could really sing. I think she and Warren, you know.
Well, she and got plenty of people.
Yeah, bless her heart.
Yeah, Terry Clark, Linda Ronstadt, Warren Zevon. That's all I've
There's
got.
There's not. You're right.
Listen to her. Listen to her voice. That's almost as good as.
Ooh, oh, oh, me.
Oh, what a great way to come back.
Oh, that's Jason Offsets. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. I remain Chick McGee at your service on the Chick McGee Show, the Christmas edition. And I'll go first. It's my favorite Christmas story. It's the one I get asked about all the time, favorite? No matter where I go.
You can go favorite?
Infamous, I guess.
Oh, there yes. you go. That's probably yes. right.
Yeah, it works.
Do you know that? I think I told the story. You know the kitten story, right, Jeff?
I remember the first time I heard it. I was sitting at the kitchen table.
I was saying you were a kid, right?
No, I was sitting at the kitchen table with him doing a podcast.
Oh.
And I'd never heard it before. And he goes, well, sit down, young Jeffrey. I'm going to tell you a story.
I don't know why my dad insisted on telling it. It was like, you know, whatever traditions we had. This
Did
was
he laugh?
One of them. No, I think he was trying in his left-handed. His heart was full of good, but I think he was trying to teach me a lesson about be careful what you wish for or take care of what you've got or be thankful for what you've got.
I don't think that's it, but when you realize what it is he was trying to do, it's going to like smack you in the face.
Do you know and you're not telling me or I have to realize it for myself?
Yeah, no, I don't know. That was just...
Maybe he wanted to tell me that the world
fucking
is
fucking with you, really.
The heart...
What are you going to tell her? Or?
I was kidding. Christmas
tree. Is this Bob?
Tony Bennett. But it's old Christmas tree.
Tony and his Bennett.
When my dad hadn't started going to school yet, so I'm going to say 3 or 4 years old, he wanted a kitten for Christmas. And uncharacteristically, my grandfather, who was some bitch on wheels, or as Chuck Pagano would say, a bowling bag full of butcher knives. Anyway.
What?
They yeah. got, my grandfather said, okay, we're going to get you a kitten for Christmas. So they put the kitten under the tree and wrapped it up in a box. But their heart, it was in the right place. They didn't wrap it up too tight, but they didn't want to wrap it up too loose. Well, it turns out they wrapped it up too loose, and it was a kitten. And what's a kitten's job? to get into shit. So they put it under the tree and they went to bed. And in the middle of the night, the kitten got loose. Fast forward to Christmas morning, my dad comes downstairs, and it's my dad and his sister and his brother. Yes, I have an aunt and an uncle. Did you know that?
No, you said you talked to your aunt recently. And I'm like, you have an aunt?
Mm-hmm. I have been texting with her.
Okay.
And he came downstairs, and the kitten had gotten out of the box that they'd tied the kitten up in, the string and stuff, crawled up into the kitchen tree. I think it might have been off the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Up into the Christmas tree and tangled itself up in the lights. Strangled itself in the middle of the night, yep. And the kitten was dead, hanging in the tree.
Maybe
that's exactly right.
Maybe the kitten witnessed everything that was going down on Christmas Eve. Was that a bad house, or was that a good house? Don't know.
Well, my grandfather died at the age of 47. I'd always thought it was 43, just like my dad, but mm-hmm. Now it's 47.
Yeah,
of cirrhosis of the liver.
Damn, you're doing some work.
Oh.
47.
47. Yeah. Drink yourself to death. You want it. And my grandmother was the sweetest, kindest.
Oh, yeah.
Most wonderful person on the planet. And I'm making assumptions here, but that's all I have are assumptions.
Hmm.
That's good. Write that down. I'm sure he dominated her until, you know, she could barely
breathe. It's odd that your dad decided to identify with your grandma in that situation and marry someone like his father.
That way, isn't that interesting?
Very.
Yeah. So. So let that be a lesson to you kids. As soon as I figure out what the lesson is, I'll get back to you. So be careful. Don't. As a rule, giving living things as gifts isn't a great idea.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, but that's how you got player. Ruby.
Huh?
That's how you got Ruby though.
Yeah, but you didn't wrap her up and put her in a box. Oh God! I was looking at her. I was looking at her Tuesday morning about 3:30, mm-hmm. And I was going, "I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you.
I think it was. This is the day I picked her up 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Oh, however old she is.
Oh,
three.
She's
four.
Four she's,
years ago.
She's 4 years
shit.
Old.
Yeah.
What?
Time, man.
I said, if it wasn't for you, I would have killed Monkey 2 days ago.
But you saved her life.
So basically,
why?
Have they been sympathetic to you, do you think? With
Ruby,
your condition?
Ruby has, but Monkey's.
Monkey's not? Okay.
Monkey's a nut.
Yeah.
She just will not. She is a force of nature. She is relentless. She will not leave you alone. She need, but, I need.
But maybe she wants to take care of you.
No kidding.
Now, was that nice? Was that a nice thing to say?
We know that. I said she's like a teenage girl.
Oh, she is. If she could drive, she'd pull up here
in
the driveway.
Did I not say that out loud?
She in the driveway.
No.
Sorry.
That was inside your head.
I thought I said it out loud. I'm very sorry.
Very sorry about what?
No, I thought I said teenage girl.
Oh.
So when you were like, you got defensive about teenage girls.
It's because he didn't hear the voices in your
didn't
head.
Say, because I didn't say it out loud. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Well, Chick, you have a little, what kind of tree would you call this?
That's a Kroger tree, a little baby Kroger tree.
Is
Did
it
you
live?
Get all of your decorations at Kroger?
Well, the yes. savings never
well,
stop.
Well, no, I got a couple of my lighting at the hardware store over
Michael's?
There around the corner. Oh, no. Ace Hardware over there.
Is this live?
No.
Okay.
No, it's got a switch and everything on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
I haven't actually figured out how to change the lights.
Well, I came in here and I'm like, oh my gosh, that thing must be.
What the hell is that?
It smells real. It looks kind of cool. It's only about a foot and a half, 2 feet tall.
Does it look real?
And then I look at your.
It's my candle.
There's a candle in the room.
It's to trick you.
You kind of did. Good smelling candle.
It's a great smelling candle.
Is it a village candle?
There she is on candle December light. 24th when I picked her up.
Oh.
She's a good girl.
Little Ruby.
Oh.
I know.
It's adorable.
That's
And then little your other Ruby. Dog tried to eat it.
Why were you going to kill Monkey?
It was just a bad point in the process of healing on the shoulder. But I can look back and go, that was the lowest point. Yeah, so. No. It was just, you know. But Ruby, like, snuggled up and gave me her. And whatever I say ears, she'll, whoop, put the ears up.
She's intuitive.
Like a satellite dish.
She knows.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a bad Christmas story. What about a good Christmas story?
Got none. No. Gosh, I don't know. I remember I'd help my dad every year decorate our front door. he thought it was the best. And I mean, it was, you know, he would wrap it up in this foil Christmas red or gold or blue or green.
I love when houses do that.
And I remember it being a big deal about right after Halloween. We talk all through Thanksgiving what color the door was going to be this year. I remember that.
Did you guys decorate the, like, because I heard someone say the other day, well, we put our Christmas tree up on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I know a lot of people doing that. I know a lot of people do that.
Do they really?
They just wait until Christmas Eve. Huh. Well, part of Santa coming is that you.
That's what you do.
Well, and then you celebrate the 12 days starting.
Okay. I guess. Yeah,
on Christmas Eve and then 12 after that?
Christmas Day is day one, right?
Oh, is Christmas Day one? I don't know.
I can't remember.
The 13th's not day one?
They don't state that in the song, do they?
And Christmas Day is the 12th day of Christmas?
We need more instructions song.
That makes sense to me because you, on the first day of Christmas, you give her some
gift.
Oh,
you get your big gift.
And the big gift's on Christmas Day, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the way it goes?
I just watched Chris Rock. I don't remember which year it was, but his monologue. And he talks about if you said Jesus' birthday instead of Christmas, like wouldn't that be, what that would really put things in perspective. Like, you know, that you're spending time with relatives that you hate, and you're spending all kinds of money, but it's for Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, it starts on Christmas Day is day one. It goes through January 5th.
That don't make no sense.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me anyway.
Huh.
Yep.
So we need January 4th and 5th off.
Oh, that would be nice.
For the 12 days.
Who do we see about that?
Yeah.
Well, I can always lean back on my shoulder.
We have it pretty good, let's be honest.
No, because I'm on vacation and everyone else is working and I want to hang out with people.
And you haven't showered in like 3 days? What's
I haven't showered
problem?
In 7 days.
That's not true.
That's not
true. This mustache, I'm growing it.
Oh, I had a mustache today.
Okay, I see. I was going to say something about your mustache, but the last time I did, I got my nose slapped.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I shaved it off. I shaved it off. It was shaved that day.
You do have a serious mustache going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No?
This is 2 days?
And I don't know what the deal is with this Boston College sweatshirt, but he won't take it off.
He won't take it off.
I like it. You find a good hoodie.
Yeah, I needed a good hoodie. My other one got stolen by someone.
Who stole it?
Some whore.
Oh, some whore stole my hoodie?
The way, did you not pay her?
Never fall asleep when a whore is over.
The way Joey Pants says it on Soprano. Hoover. A whore. It's the Chick McGee Show, brought to you by Me Undies. You Chick. No, Me Undies.
Yeah.
I'm Chick. What is it?
I'm Chick. You Undies.
I'm Chick. Me
I don't remember.
Picture a world where putting on, in a world where putting on a new pair of underwear isn't just fresh. You're stepping into a better day. Well, that might be overstating it, but not in this case with Me Undies. That's right. Underwear, the first thing you put on, last thing you take off. And Me Undies focuses solely on producing the most comfortable underwear you've ever had on your body. My buddies at MeUndies sent me some underwear. And I'm like, Jeff, I haven't had this under. I won't bathe. I'm keeping these underwear on it. That's not true, because every time you shower, you get another opportunity to put on a brand new pair of MeUndies.
It's the best.
Try them on if they aren't the most comfortable, best feeling underwear you've ever had. MeUndies will refund you and let you keep your first pair for free just for the trouble. Included in the price, the sweet touch of Modal, a special fabric made with best-in-class raw materials, scientifically proven to be 3 times softer than cotton, and we all know how soft cotton is. These uber-cozy undies sold exclusively on the MeUndies website. You'll enjoy free shipping in the United States and Canada. And for a limited time, everyone in the Chick McGee Show group receives 20% off their first order. What have you got to lose? If you don't like, you can keep them. No questions asked. But you got to go to the special web address, MeUndies.com/comfort. That tells them you've been listening to the Chick McGee Show. With MeUndies Better Day Guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Don't wait any longer. Go to MeUndies.com/comfort right now. 20% off your first order. That's MeUndies.com/comfort. Do it now, and don't forget the code word comfort to show them how much you love the Chick McGee Show. Christmas time.
How do you feel about giving underwear for Christmas?
Mm.
I think there's a line.
Now that I'm older, I support it. I need underwear.
I don't.
I think there's
But don't you have a certain type you want? I mean, you can't just have someone just go your
if someone
whitey tighties.
True.
A bouquet of different underwears to try. That would be cool.
How about undie? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just give me the money and I'll buy them.
No kidding?
Well, there's an age.
But then I won't go buy underwear.
I don't like buying underwear.
You have a teenage boy. Mm. Do you still buy him underwear?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very specific about it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's very specific.
He thinks he's really specific. I'm just glad he wears underwear.
Wow, that went off right off the rails.
That's so much for the fun.
No, because sure. There's lots. I'm sorry. I know people who don't, and they have smaller children, and they're like, well, he's going to kindergarten. He's got to wear underwear. That's where that was from. Sorry.
Is that a thing? You got
that kids don't know that the mother thinks he should wear underwear to school. And I mean, I don't.
That
I don't
sounds know. Like something that a school board would get involved in.
No, God, I hope not.
My
I'm
gosh,
sorry,
we're
going
to have to pass
put
this.
Some underwear on that kid.
That's what the problem is.
But they're like,
underwear.
They've never worn underwear, and that was bothersome, you know? Like, just, I mean, I don't know. The kid
never
ball.
Wore underwear.
Yeah, just never liked wearing underwear.
Okay.
It's like we're not wearing socks with shoes. It's creepy. I don't care for it.
Socks.
Socks?
I love socks.
Socks are good.
I've been buying socks.
What do you feel about socks with toes in them? You like those?
No.
Me, yeah. Anti.
Hard pass.
Because there's
gloves for your feet.
You have extra fabric on both sides of the inside of your toes, yeah. And then that starts splaying your toes out.
Yeah,
it's unnatural.
It doesn't feel right, and you're going to have to.
I got a feeling Vibbert likes.
I love them. You need traction on the hardwood. When you're playing ball in the house.
Oh, they gave me some
you
of those.
You don't have hardwoods.
They gave me some of those.
Carpet. I do it my parents.
Socks. That, so you're running around your parents' house.
What color did they give you?
Sock feet. Taupe.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not even trying.
Mm-hmm.
I think taupe,
you usually get like scrub blue or taupe.
I was thinking maybe something red for Christmas or whatever. Maybe they just don't. Nowadays they don't want to assume either sex, so they're just going to – everything's going to be beige.
Either sex. Are you Jewish or Christmas? Which sex are you?
At the hospital, whenever I went back there to see him after the surgery, first thing Chick and I said to each other, "Dim boys!" And then I made fun of his stupid socks. Yeah. I go, what are these socks?
That's right, he did. That was pretty funny.
He was in the middle of choking up his lungs, and he just, "Dim boys!"
Yeah, I woke up from this anesthesia. Yeah, I could not stop coughing.
Were you tubed?
I think they tubed
you. At some point you were.
Here's what happened. You know how it I get recognized,
mm-hmm.
and going into an operating theater is no different.
You were in a theater?
Well, like a room, I guess.
It's a pretty. I'm sure it's
just
pretty,
like the Nick.
Yeah,
but probably that's good show, the Nick. Anyway, no, but is that
what?
Not that's not Jake. Jake from the Bob and Tom Show. What are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about? No, I'm kidding. So I try to be goofy and silly and
yell.
And they go,
penis reduction.
You feeling anything yet? And I go, you're going to have to do a little harder if you're going to.
Gone.
Yeah. Gone. I shot my mouth off. I think that's what they gave me a little. They goosed me a little bit. I enjoyed it, and it was a very nice time. But
it's amazing.
Yeah. It really
anesthesia
is
amazing.
Whatever they're doing and whoever's in charge of it are.
Have you seen that video where the dad records the son going under and he's like, no, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And he fights it so hard, like just tries really hard to not fall asleep. It's pretty funny.
Fight it.
I got you guys something. You want something?
Sure.
Say what you want about Michael Jackson, but by God, he got a good night's sleep.
Well, and Chick, you picked me up.
Oh,
from
yeah. I picked Jason.
I wake up and I see a nurse and then I see Chick off in the distance and he took a picture. And I didn't realize I had those crackers.
Yeah, and Diane Gallagher, I put Jason up on my Instagram that he was all the Chick McGee Show had medical procedures for the end of the year. Jason is knee, me, my shoulder. Vibs had the penis reduction surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But Jess didn't have anything done because, as we all know, she's perfect.
Right.
And but the picture I took of Jason, I didn't notice it either. You were eating crackers out of this little bowl.
Out of the throw-up little kidney
bowl.
Is it a kidney bowl or
well,
a vomit bowl?
I don't know. Kidney
shape. It's like a kidney shape.
I thought it was the pisser is what I thought.
That too.
So,
it's a chili bowl. You put kidney beans
in it. Gallagher pointed it out. So. Christmas time is here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The caramel corn. This is just pop in caramel corn. Oh, hell yes. Bring it on.
When did you get your appetite back?
It's still not really.
Okay.
Still not there. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very proud of this. I am 22 pounds away from how my weight when I played high school football.
All right, so should we talk about this? Because I don't feel like he should get any thinner than he is.
What are you talking about?
You look a little loose in the neck.
I am a little loose, man. What do you got in mind? I'm up for anything. I'm
no. I say you're fine right now, but
caramel corn.
Getting any?
Merry Christmas.
That's the loudest bag.
Caramel corn. It is.
I would like.
Does this sound like I'm on fire?
Oh, yeah.
She'd take the whole bag.
Caramel nut crunch is what this is called.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a... Oh, I'm good. I thought you were calling me a caramel nut crunch.
I don't want to... That's a lot of jelly.
I'd
right
like
there.
To get down to 218. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted.
And you're what?
243.
Oh, man. I just don't know. You at 218?
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
If it makes you happy, do it. I'm just going to keep eating in the microphone.
I've lost 100 pounds over the past... I'm acting like I don't remember. 4 years.
4 years.
You get drunk quicker. I noticed that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, doesn't anyone have any happy Christmas stories? Doesn't...
My favorite one was the one last year. I surprised my daughter with a bass guitar. Mm-hmm. That was... I don't know if I'll ever get any better than that one.
Mm-hmm. I got a happy Christmas story.
Yes, Jeff.
Go.
So, we were at the nursing home. And we were playing around in my great-grandma's wheelchair.
This doesn't sound like it's going to be happy.
And the family was all gathered around her bed. And she passed away. And my dad goes, everybody go get in the car. So we saw her die. Oh, you said happy. My bad.
You always have to trump me, don't you? Yeah. You always have to trump my
dead
kitten cat, store.
Dead grandma. Yeah. Dead grandma wins.
Great-grandma, though. So I think cat is pretty...
It's similar.
I'd like to thank Jess for my Christmas gift. It's... continuing a theme, it's Batman and Legos.
That's badass.
What?
Isn't that neat?
Check that out.
Well, that's pretty darn cool.
Is something buzzing or is it my brain?
No, it's me chewing on popcorn. Sorry.
No. Everybody quiet. Shh.
They're towing my truck.
Oh, is it outside?
Told you to make the payment.
I know. Easier said than done. You need to throw that up on the gram, chick.
Enterprise truck is over here. Someone moving?
It looks like a moving truck.
Enterprise. What? We'll come pick you up.
Or they could have got some furniture and they had to rent a truck to deliver it or something.
I got
to
get a look at these people if they're moving
or
in.
Or they deal marijuana from Mexico.
There's a pallet. Hey, there's a pallet of weed out there.
Let's load up the Enterprise truck. And.
But you've also, I always get you something Batman themed. Mm-hmm. And then Bob Schneider sent you this really cool artwork.
I mentioned that I like, Bob also does... what does he do? He does, not only does he write songs, but he makes art. Is mm-hmm. that the proper term?
Graphic artist? Graphic is that what artist? You say? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I think that's right, Jess. Yeah.
But he sent me a picture of his. It features Batman and Mr. Spock, and it's up on his website. Website. BobSchneider.com. And he, last Christmas, he sent me, it was all wrapped up and framed and the whole deal. It was great.
Last year he did this?
Mm-hmm. I think it was last year.
That's
right?
Cool.
There's some naked women in the thing, too, and I always look at those when I'm over here.
Mm-hmm. Boobies.
Scope them.
There are some boobies in there. That's
true.
Those
are nice.
What you know about some boobies?
All right. I'm going to open mine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please, is this a
sign? Wait a minute. Did Jason open up here? What'd you get? Oh,
he's
go ahead.
Kind of.
All right.
No, I'm looking at my card.
Ooh. I didn't assign it.
Huh?
I didn't sign it. I thought it's such a good card you could reuse it, so I didn't sign your guys' cards.
What do the cards say? It's almost like she wasn't here. What do the cards say?
I'm
read
serious.
Your card, Jason.
It says Feline Navidad.
Because he's a cat guy.
And it's a cat, and it's holding an ornament out of its mouth. Oh, Chick got to meet Oliver.
I did get to meet Oliver when I dropped Jason off. And you know
crazy
what?
Old cat.
You know what? I take back everything negative if I said anything about Oliver. But being a cat, I'm sure I did. Oliver just wants to be petted. That's all
That's
he wants.
All
in
he wants. That's He'll
he
just
wants.
Meow and yell till you pet him.
And you pet him and you walk away and it's fine.
I get so many cards that I love that I wish I could re-gift, so I figure I won't sign this because you guys don't want to keep a card from me. That's not sentimental.
Aren't cards weird?
Cards are weird because they're such a waste of space, but I love a good card.
I can't stand cards.
Ever. Good. Then maybe you can give your one of your girls can use it.
Well, here's the thing. My uncle worked for American Greetings.
Uh-huh.
And so I always try to support because CVS would usually carry. But It just seems like a waste.
Mm-hmm, kind of.
And they're $4 and $5. I know there are cheap ones too, but I'm literally like, don't give me a card.
Don't give me a card.
Don't give me a card. And not, I'm like, obviously this is a nicer craft card.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me some plain old card that just, yeah. Did you get this at Home Swan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like cards. I like having a nice little message in them. But my card doesn't have a cat on it. Has a ham on the front, just a sliced ham.
Yeah.
What's and it says say? Christmas ham. And on the inside it says Hammy Holidays.
See, that's great.
It's amazing.
Hammy Holidays.
You could just set that out as Christmas decor. Every
like,
year.
I don't want to gift this. I want to keep it on my bookshelf.
That'll be part of your Christmas decorations now forevermore.
Yes. This is the Christmas ham.
Where's my Hammy Holidays card?
And yeah, this might just go on the fridge.
Did you guys always get ham on Christmas?
My mom does.
Yeah, we did.
I wish.
Ham.
Yeah.
Did a ham.
You don't ham. Do ham?
I love ham. I love but guess what?
Can't.
Too salty.
Too salty.
So I can't have much. Oh, but I will on Christmas.
Also
Christmas,
causes
I say,
gout.
I'll,
I know a guy who likes salt so much, he salts his ham.
You?
No. You ever had country ham?
Probably.
True country ham?
Is that sweet?
Very salty.
Is that
very
some salty. Slogan? Is that some code word for like hog balls or something?
There's one of those. That's one of those infamous stories. My cousin salted her country ham, mm-hmm. like when we were in high school-ish, and she didn't realize
how salty it was.
Saltiest food you've ever eaten, Jason.
That was it.
Salty ham.
Country ham.
Country ham is really salty.
Sometimes I go overboard in my popcorn at the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I ruin it too much.
Oh, Josh got popcorn for the first time.
Yes, he did. I got a picture. I put it on the Instagram. Yeah.
He'd never got popcorn?
In a year.
Because of his braces.
His braces.
Yeah.
Is that a dog?
Is she out?
Did she get out?
Nora escaped again.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, well, tell her to clean up that dog turd she left on the sidewalk.
I think it was a cat turd.
It did look like a cat turd.
She pooped in my house last time. I haven't told him that yet. I don't want to break his little heart.
She pooped before. We all stepped in it.
There she went.
Last time.
She just ran right up the sidewalk. How'd she get out? She at least tells us. I mean, when she gets out.
Yeah. She comes around to the front to our window and barks at us
That's
till we hear.
That's funny.
Okay, you're tangled up in the wires.
Nora, you little.
There it goes.
Okay, I'm going to.
I'm going to go get the girls and put them in their room, and why don't you put her in there with her? Or you can hold her. It's a Christmas. Of course, we have live animals. It's part of our manger scene.
Oh, yes.
It's a live
nativity. Did you
nativity.
Ever do a live
the chick nativity?
When Griffin was a baby, I was Joseph. I held Griffin.
Oh, I was Mary.
No kidding?
Mm-hmm. When Mary, the little kids
Mary, where you bugging?
I probably could find those pictures.
Surprising.
But I had the thing.
And Roger was Joseph. His name was Roger.
Who's this Roger?
He's a boy at church.
Red-haired kid? Little red-haired
no,
kid?
No, not a little red-haired kid, but he was the best that church had to offer, so I just had to go with it.
Look, Roger, don't take this personally, but you're the best they have to offer, so you're going to be my Joseph, okay?
Yeah.
How did she get out,
Jeff? I don't know.
We have to figure this out. I have to drive
something
a spike
over
or
here,
something.
Right?
She's been working on a tunnel under the house.
There's some sort. I think there's a gap in this gate over here.
She's got a little miner's hat that she puts on and starts digging.
We're going to go
she's
out
like
there
a,
one of these days.
She's like a mouse.
Stuck.
If she could stick her nose through it, she'd get her body through
oh,
it.
Oh, man. You know, I've been collecting things to watch while I've been rehabbing, mm-hmm. and there's this documentary, and I actually shouldn't tell anybody about it because I don't want anyone to watch it because it's terrifying, disgusting. You can't look away.
Mm, what's it about?
It's called Rats.
Ah!
And there are these rats in New York. And, and Josh Arnold recommended this to me to watch a couple days ago. And I could only make it through three quarters of it. I couldn't watch anymore. Because there's these bugs that breed in rats. It was terrifying because it's real. I mean, it was in New York City. And there are – you guys know there are like two rats to every person in New York City.
Oh.
I mean, they're
Chick used to use the term rats and mouse interchangeably, and I was like, you know those aren't the same, right? But then he just started doing it to mess with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's a rat over here. I never felt more alive when I killed that mouse at your house. I remember that. Old bastard started some shit.
Oh, Jess also got me some I don't know what the label is.
Yeah,
oh, here we go.
Dark
chocolate ginger.
Ooh.
With sea salt
I like
popcorn.
How they give you a toothpick on the outside because they know it's going to get stuck in your teeth.
That's
did you
great.
Get the same flavor?
I did, yep.
What, just pop in.
Are these different in here? What's
they're
going on with
caramels,
them?
Caramels, they're different.
But
it's
there's
assorted
chocolate
caramels.
With caramel?
There's hand
Ham? Is there ham caramels? Because if they're ham, I'm giving them to Jeff.
Chocolate covered ham.
Fleur de sel. Some jewels of Paris, classic vanilla bean, dark chocolate, and pecan.
Oh, nice.
Talking that French accent again for us.
That's one of my favorite jokes.
The three words. What is it? If you go to France, the only three words you know to have to figure out how to say in French?
Are the three most popular words in French?
No, only the three words that you need in
We're not sure.
Ha, ha, ha. That's all you need.
That's the answer.
Yeah, that's the answer. You don't have any good Christmas stories about you and your dad and your brother crying and going into a Halloween?
Let me think for just a second. I remember waking up, and I think I was in second grade, maybe first grade, and Barbie had an A-frame. That was the big Barbie house that year.
Nice.
And I got
A-frame it. A-frame Barbie. And you got the A-frame. Well, of course you got it.
And I came downstairs, and my dad and my grandpa, my mother's dad, were trying to put it together. And I think that – and
what
I just
time did you come down?
Oh, it was like probably midnight. So we had – my mom had hosted dinner, and then we'd gone to bed, and they were getting the stuff out. And I just remember like I smiled because they were genuinely like had a couple beers laughing at each other. You know what I mean? And they were laughing. And I just have that of being on the stairs and even the metal stair rod. They were metal. They weren't wood. They were in an apartment.
Sure.
And I remember holding them and seeing them laugh and me like that's awesome. And going back up, that's one of my good memories.
That's a cool one.
That is a good memory.
That is cool.
If I had that A-frame today, man, I would play the shit out of some Barbies.
How big was it?
It was big. It was like this tall. It was this tall. I played with Barbies way longer than I should have. Mm-hmm. Way longer than I should have. I remember the first time I put Barbie on top of Ken.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, well, I don't know what this means, but this is what they do.
You know, I'm remembering this now. My dad got me a BB gun way before my mom wanted me to have a BB gun. Mm-hmm. And it was just the best Christmas ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's probably some kind of bonding that happens between a dad when you know your mom's like nervous or doesn't want you to have something and he gets it for you anyway.
Yeah.
What'd you go shoot?
Pop bottles. And I wasn't supposed to shoot pop bottles because the BB would bounce off and come back if you hit them.
shoot your eye out.
It's a lot like Christmas Story. I mean, it's amazing. But yeah, but I actually packed a... I don't know where we got a bale of hay, but I remember us having a bale of hay
for the manger scene.
And
manger.
That's right, the live nativity. Yeah. And I made a target out of paper and put it on a big thick box and put that in front of. So you got your bale of hay, you got the thick box.
I bet the bale of hay came with the BB gun. Can you see that? Yeah, that's how I'd market it.
The box full of newspapers, because my dad came up with this idea, because when you shoot the BBs, the box will catch them. And then you can just empty the box and reuse the BBs.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
That's pretty smart, right?
Yeah.
So do you ever get a gun for Christmas?
Nah.
Starter pistol?
Actually, I think I got an airsoft gun for Christmas one year.
Oh, what?
That was pretty cool. Airsoft gun. It's like a BB gun, but it shoots little plastic BBs.
Oh, the little yellow pellets or whatever they are?
We used to have airsoft wars and shoot each other.
Did you ever go laser tag?
Oh, laser tag? Yeah.
Yeah, he has Warfang. The card.
I'm Warfang, dude. Warfang.
Oh, that's right. You're Warfang. Hell,
Captain
I forgot
the Blue
all about
Team.
That.
Warfang.
What?
When's the last time you went, Jeff? Have you been in as an adult?
Oh, 3 months ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that paintball or what is that?
Laser tag.
That's fun, actually.
I've never played it.
I did it as an adult a year ago, maybe?
Boy, if you want to see every guy who's ever been a guy... be the worst parts of their personality.
Oh, something
go,
like that.
Go to a paintball. Go watch them play paintball. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was Warfang and we were laser tagging, there was the infamous – everyone in my neighborhood, we'd all go together. But there was the infamous pony shirt guy, and it was this dude with a ponytail, and he wore a pony shirt.
You mean like a polo, Ralph Lauren?
No. It was a black shirt with just a pony on the front.
Sounds beautiful.
Like a horse, yeah. And he would climb on walls and he would jump over stuff and he would just stalk you and shoot you. And he's like, I'm 9, dude. You're a grown man. And like, aww. He would get so into it. And we've never forgotten about the pony man.
Man. The Pony Man.
What is that, guys? I don't know. I'm sure there are paintballs teaching bonding with their son. Maybe
it's wartime.
Yeah.
Anything's fair in love and war, man.
Values. I think I would paintball. I don't think it would bother me. I mean, I'm sure it'd hurt, but I like paintball.
Well, you got
it. I've never done it, but I would do it.
Well, you suit up, you gear up, so you don't feel the paintball.
I think you still feel it. It's like a bulletproof.
Oh, sure, you feel it.
Yeah. Oh, you feel it. Yeah, I've got. Yeah. We did.
Still gonna feel it.
We went paintballing for the big show one time. I shot Tom. I shot
that
him
sounds
with paintball.
Terrible.
Yeah, he went bananas with getting the paintballs there for. It's been probably 20 years ago, but he had all the latest paintball guns and all the latest paint. And yeah. Yeah.
They upgraded their paint?
That's right, yeah. A bear paint instead of a...
Oh, the old stuff is a bear to wash out.
Stained with the goggles.
How is it?
It's good. The hint of ginger. Here, take this big one.
I don't know if I like ginger. I don't think I like ginger.
Well, what it's with chocolate, I thought that might be okay.
Here, let me see.
Can someone take one and put it in my mouth? Does it?
You make it sound like it's a chore.
Oh, my God.
I touched his lips.
Thank you.
I like it's different.
Really
I've
different.
Been on a ginger kick.
Yeah?
Just hints. Not heavy. Just hints.
Ginger or Marianne?
Skip ginger the redhead.
You know what? I'm gonna go Mrs. Howell. What do you think of that?
Gross.
So, Jess, I always admire you. You're a very good gift giver.
Mm-hmm.
I've become a very... I have fights with myself about giving gifts.
Okay.
I don't like having a deadline going, uh-huh. All right, you have to give a gift. Here's the date. You need mm-hmm. to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's forcing me into maybe a subpar gift.
Mm-hmm.
So as I've gotten older, I've kind of struggled with that. I don't know if you follow these guys. I think they're on Twitter and they have a book. I haven't read their book, but they're called the Minimalist.
I was just sorry. I'm glad I didn't say it out loud, but my dad just sent me their documentary.
Yes, they just. I think it just came out. On,
yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
Google is the like. I don't know. Maybe that's where the article
it
came
might
from.
Be
is it called the Minimalist? Is that the documentary?
The Minimalist. Yeah. It's
that's tough to say.
And did your daughter watch it yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that it's you ought to have your kids watch it with uh-huh. you. I need to do a little more background.
Is it
check
just
on
frugality
it.
And stuff like that?
It's just having a simple life. You don't need things. It's about the people. It's about uh-huh. the experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. You and I are going to go somewhere.
Okay.
Probably most likely a meal.
Okay.
Somewhere different, unique. And then I'm going to do a surprise for these two.
Okay.
I'm just literally going to take – I'm going to pick them up and take them to something.
Ooh.
In a couple weeks. Maybe three.
That's our gift?
Surprise.
Yep. That's going to be your gift.
I like it. I'm ready.
My gift for you guys will be here on Monday.
Okay. We'll see.
Three-fourths of it's in my car right now, but they've messed up the fourth, the most important part of it.
Wait. We're each getting four things?
No. Long story.
Mm. Okay.
We'll find out Monday.
And see, even in doing that, I feel like, what a lame gift I just gave.
No, it's not.
I've become more about experiences.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you, and that's why I got my kids.
Experiences and food. I mean, honestly, that's all I need.
I gifted R2Go is like a little specialty grocery store downtown. And I think it's on College, maybe. I don't remember. Maybe not.
I get all those streets mixed up.
I know. But it's... I just grabbed all the local food I could find and filled up a small box, and that was one of my gifts. And it worked out.
You guys know what the most important gift is.
Love.
Time.
Well, that's...
Blowjobs.
Well, now you threw me off. No, time, of course. I mean...
I told my dad that when he called and said, what do I get the kids? And I was like... Hang out with them. Take them somewhere. Do something. Mm-hmm.
It's like
don't buy them. They don't need anything.
Larry David said, time is the most important thing I have right now. Don't mm-hmm. call and ask me to.
Write you a check.
I will gladly write you a check. A day of my time is worth $10,000 to me. Don't ask me to show up somewhere. Just let me know what you think it would cost. And
does your son have a phone?
Yes.
That's all they need.
Right.
I mean, you could give them tons of stuff, take it away, whatever. But if you took their phone, they'd lose their mind. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the average teenage kid, So kids anymore don't, as long as they have a phone, guys think, I feel like they have everything.
Do you I got them. I mean, we got some good gifts this year, and I'm happy with it. But like yesterday, like I get to decompress, like come home and sit in front of the and play video games for a couple hours. Like I get that when Max wants to do that. But yesterday I woke up before they did, and I collected all the controllers for all the gaming systems, every iPad, and both their phones. And I put them in my super secret special spot. And they woke up and they were like,
You went 4S with it?
Yeah. And I went, And I went, and they were like, where's my? And I was like, hey, guess what? Good news. It's an electronic free day. And, nobody freaked out.
Yeah, that's
nobody,
good.
I'm
yeah.
sitting
nobody
here.
Freaked out because I felt like we were all like, I'd been staring at my phone doing last minute gifts and they'd been staring at their phones. And it was just like so much that yesterday we had such a good fucking day and it was awesome. It was awesome. And so
I'm sitting here fighting
so bittersweet
that I'm older than you guys, because one of the surest signs of age is worrying about the declining morality of our youth.
Right.
I mean, every generation deals with this. It's like, well, you know, those hippies and the Beatles. And before that, it was those hippies and Rudy Valley. Or, I don't think it was hippies, but you guys know what I mean. But I think now more than, is it just because I'm older? But do you guys, Jeff, do you think that, I mean, there are so many distractions and there are so many other things kids can be doing other than interacting with people and having good manners and being nice and, instead of being on their phone and have this step from being in reality that they don't have to worry about actually being kind to someone. Am I just a stupid old guy or is this?
I just read a study the other day that said that kids today are less likely to drink and do drugs as opposed to us and our generations.
Because their mind's constantly stuck in their.
I don't know. I think
they had their addiction already. They had the thing that makes them feel good.
I don't know. I think kids today know more than we do or we did at
that
age.
Learned, they, yeah, they learn.
I mean, yeah, and a lot of it is the internet and your phone, and just you can get information the click of a button.
It blows my mind. Haven't you had that, Jess? How do you know that, you know, your kids?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
even
yeah.
Even when
yeah.
they were 10 or whatever, like, how did you know that? It was already in them, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'd say.
I'm working on a lecture for my kids.
Yeah.
Going to teach them, are you an interesting person? Are you an informed person?
Right.
Those kind
good.
Of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
read
that.
Something
I
had that thought.
Read something the other day that if somebody asks you about you and the first thing out of your mouth is what you do for a living, what your job is.
You're doing it wrong.
You're doing life wrong. You need to go back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Chick may ask what the first thing you say is.
Well.
I had shoulder surgery.
I had shoulder surgery. I don't know if you heard about this, but I'm in incredible pain. And,
Media Darling? I use that.
Media Darling? National Treasure? Mm-hmm. America's Sweetheart? Mm-hmm.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
No,
what
I...
What would you say, Jeffy?
I don't know.
Nora's like, dad?
I'm a puppy dad.
Yeah.
I say I'm a chick like chicken. That's what I say.
He does. And, that is exactly
what he says. Yeah. And they kind of take it from there most of the time.
Right.
You know what? Nobody really. It's been a long time since I met anyone that asked me about me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean,
they know you. They think they know you already.
Well, and that's, you know,
nature of the.
And probably not even that. They're probably too busy talking about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake.
I don't
know. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, and that's always alarmed me that when people will tweet me something or send me something on Instagram or. Send something through the email, and it'll be a horrible picture that you'll get a kick out of this. And I'm like, no, I don't. Why would you send this to me? You know, and I'm just as disgusted by it as anybody would be. But they think I'd think it was funny, so I need to. It's really busy in my brain lately, Jeff. I think you know that. So, yeah, I don't know. Is it time to take a break? Should we take a break?
Well, I think we've done a. Some pretty long one here.
Well, you know what? If we're going to get the hell out of here, we need to go get in our TrueCar.com. TrueCar car. TCC, the TrueCar car. In order to feel comfortable that you're getting a fair price. What do you do if you're going to buy a car, people?
Yeah, Jeff, what do you do?
What do you do, hot shot?
You know what's better than time? A new car.
That's true. Mm-hmm. A bargain. That's right. You need pricing context. That's information that empowers you to feel confident. And with TrueCar, you'll see what other people in your local market paid for the car that you want. And from there, you can connect with a local TrueCar certified dealer and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. They'll show you what other people in your area paid for the car you want. That's key. Now you know what that fair price is, so you can feel confident. And once you register with TrueCar, you will see real pricing on actual inventory, competitive pricing offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual vehicle out on the lot. And TrueCar users, here's the big deal. You're saying, what's the big deal, chick? The big deal is TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. TrueCar shows their customer all of their available incentives before they arrive at the dealership. When you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. That's TrueCar.com. And that's the Christmas edition of the Chick McGee Show.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Is this coming? Going to be up later today?
Heck yeah. Ooh. I had someone, Robert, said, are we getting an episode today?
Robert, he's a squeaky wheel, ain't he? Mm-hmm. Always getting the grease. Always complaining.
I like that voice.
Always complaining. Do you want to hear what my mother sounded like?
I know.
This is absolutely
five
the
days
truth.
A week.
How you doing? This is how she talked. There's a little higher in this, but this is exactly the way my mother sounded.
It sounds like somebody on Squidbillies.
A little bit Squidbillyish.
Yeah.
Squidbillies? What's that?
On Squidbillies. Adult Swim.
A cartoon. Isn't, what's his face on that? Mm-hmm. I forget.
Exactly.
Yep, he's great on that.
Can you stop talking like that? You're upsetting the dog.
Say.
Thank you, Jeff, very much. You know, I don't need that.
Guess his ass.
As my mom would say, if I want any shit out of you, I squeeze your neck.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's beautiful. I'm going to try that tomorrow, Christmas.
I want any shit out of you, I'll squeeze your neck.
Give me another one. What's something else some stupid she'd say?
Why don't you shit in one hand and want in the other and see which one gets fullest the fastest?
She said shit a lot.
Yeah, she's
one of her favorite words.
Say how she would address you. Like how it sounded when she would say your name.
Mom, you know, I think we're both getting older and I can't help but notice that you spanked my dog today, and this is the first dog I've ever had. And actually, to be honest, one of the reasons I never got a dog was because I was scared. I was scared that you were going to start spanking it. So, if we could just sit down and you know talk about our relationship and see what we can do to, you know, now that I'm an adult, you're an adult, you know, maybe we could have a nice quiet talk about some of our issues.
God,
and
I hope she doesn't say F you.
See what?
Yeah, I don't want you.
And she would say,
baby, I don't know why you hate me.
Why you hate me. That's what I was going to guess. I wasn't sure. But that was her first response to anything like that.
Yep. If I said it once, I probably tried 10 times.
Yeah.
To have a civil conversation.
To have an adult
discussion.
An adult relationship.
Helpful,
with her.
Yeah.
No, it's sad and tragic and awful. But, I mean, there are millions of adults out there and kids who don't know it. But, I mean, that... If those people, the mother and fathers, they wouldn't be friends with them. The only relationship they have is that they're their mom and dad.
Isn't that bizarre? Man,
they wouldn't even talk to them, probably.
Isn't that bizarre?
Man, I really thought that was going to go funny. I really thought it was.
So, Merry Christmas, everybody!
Christmas time!
Good luck!
Time is here!
Christmas! by the ears. Is that? No, that's not the way it goes.
Somebody ranked all the, oh gosh, I can't remember if it was like 538 or something, ranked all the dancers that are dancing in the
Charlie Brown.
Who's the best?
Bicycle Girl?
Yeah.
Did Bicycle Girl win?
No.
It's the green guy. He just, like this? Yeah.
Left, standing.
Yeah, that's
Snoopy was up there. But
Snoopy kind of does one of those too, though.
I recommend that for Christmas listening. I also recommend it's an album. You can't. I don't think it's on iTunes. It's called Blue Yule, and it's a lot of groovy rhythm and blues Christmas songs.
Groovy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time is coming, but my old lady, she called the law.
That's the songs. Okay, we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
Is there any exit music?
I found something called Christmas Cool Yule.
What about
Christmas? Well,
no, look up Christmas Comes But Once a Year. Try that one by Charles Brown. Talking about Charlie Brown, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is no good.
I like this.
It's hurting my ears.
Yeah, those notes don't exist.
From who? Oh, yeah, there we go. There we
Christmas
go.
Time comes but once a year. This is badass. No, this isn't it.
Yes,
is it by Charles Brown?
Nora does not like this song.
Oh, here it is. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody!
Earn 4x gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.